upon a time, there was a little girl called Georgia. And Georgia was just a normal little girl, like any other. She liked to play with her friends. She liked to go to school. She loved school, actually. She used to come home, be with her mummy and daddy. Mummy would always put her to bed every night. Sometimes daddy would, actually. And they always read her a story. Every night. And one day, Grandma was staying over. And she said, Georgia, can I put you to bed? Georgia said, sure, I'd love that. So Grandma put her to bed. But Grandma brought with her a different book. A book that Georgia had never seen before. The book was called The Multicoloured Princess. So Georgia went to lie down and Grandma started to read the story. Once upon a time, she said. And as she was reading the story, Georgia felt herself getting sleepier and sleepier. And Grandma said, once upon a time was a beautiful princess, but she was trapped in a tower by an evil witch. And she was just waiting for a prince to come and rescue her. She waited and waited and waited. And as Grandma was telling the story, Georgia found herself falling asleep. And then suddenly, Georgia woke up. She wasn't in her bed anymore. She was in a strange land, and she was on a horse. And she had armor, and she was holding a sword, and she was holding a shield, and she was with her horse. And then in the distance she saw a tower, and she came up to the tower. And as she came up to the tower, somebody shouted, help, rescue me. She thought, that's very strange, where am I, what's going on? And she went up the tower, and she couldn't see. She went up to the tower, and she could not see a way in. There was no door, but there was a strange orange light coming from one of the windows. And then she heard the voice again, please rescue me. And all of a sudden, Georgia found herself climbing the outside of the building. How could she do that? She didn't know. But she was climbing the outside of the building with all her armor. And then she got to the window, and inside was a beautiful princess. And she said, who are you? She said, I am Georgina, the princess. Georgia said, but I'm Georgia too. And Georgia came in through the window, took off her head armor, and she was looking at the princess. The princess was looking at her, and she realized this princess looked just like her, except she was orange. There was an orange light glowing from her through the room, illuminating everything and shining into Georgia's face. And she said, Georgina? She said, yes. And Georgina, Princess Georgina said, Georgia? And Georgia said, yes, it's me. And they went and cuddled each other, and there was so much love between them. But Georgina said, Princess Georgina said, Georgia, you look just like me. Are you the knight that was coming to rescue me? Georgia said, well, I don't know, to be honest. I was just lying in bed, falling asleep, because my grandma was telling me a story about a multicoloured princess. And as she said that, the room started to go ice blue. And Georgia looked around the room, then looked back at Georgina. Georgina had suddenly become ice blue. Her skin was blue and shining an ice blue light throughout the whole room. And Georgia looked at her own skin and her own skin had turned blue because Georgina's light was so strong. And Georgia said, "What's going on?" Princess Georgina said, "Well, ever since this witch imprisoned me and put a curse on me, whatever feelings I have, my body starts to shine. So, when I heard you coming up the tower, I was orange because I was really excited and I was thinking at last someone is going to free me from this tower and from this witch's imprisonment. And now you're here, I'm just feeling sad." Georgia said, "Why are you feeling sad?" Georgina said, "Well, because if we are going to get out of here, I'm kind of going to miss this place." Georgia said, "Nonsense. Don't miss this place. If you're a prisoner here, you're going to have a lovely time wherever we go." And Princess Georgina suddenly turned gold. Georgia said, "I guess this means that you're happy." Princess Georgina said, "Yes, I'm really happy we're going to go. But before we go, I think I need to tell you a little bit more about the witch." Georgia said, "Go ahead." And as Georgina started telling her about the witch, she started to go red. Georgia said, "What's going on? Why are you turning red?" Princess Georgina said, "Because I'm getting very, very angry when I think what the witch did to me." Georgia said, "Well, tell me." Georgina got redder and redder and redder. And the red was getting darker and darker and darker. And the red was shining through the whole room. And Princess Georgina said, "Well, I was a very happy little girl. I was 3 years old, living with my mummy and my daddy, the king and the queen. And then a lady came into the castle and she was selling cakes. And then she said, 'Your Majesty,' she said to my father, 'would you like to try one of my cakes?' And he said, 'Well, yes, I would. Thank you.' And he ate a cake. And my mother, the Queen, ate a cake. And I ate a cake. And then, before I knew it, we'd all passed out. And I found myself locked in this tower. She had stolen me because the cakes had magic spells on them. And nobody woke up because as we were leaving the castle, all the soldiers were lying down asleep. All of the guardsmen were lying down asleep because she'd fed them all a cursed cake. And then I found myself here, and I'd lost my mummy, I'd lost my daddy, I'd lost my life, and I'm very, very angry." George said, "Look, we are going to get out of here, so no point getting angry about that, because it's time to realise things are going to get good." And suddenly, Princess Georgina was radiating gold again. And George said, "Okay, now let's go through this window." And Georgia looked outside the window. And suddenly, all the little nooks and crannies in the tower had disappeared where she'd put her hands to climb up. And Princess Georgina said, "Oh no, what, you're asking me to try and climb down there?" Georgia said, "Yes." Suddenly, Georgina went white as a sheet. She was totally white. She was so white that Georgia could barely see her. She said, "What are you feeling?" She said, "I'm so scared, Georgia, because I can't climb out here. If I try and climb out here, I'll fall down and I'll break into 1,000 pieces, and so will you. And I don't want this to happen to you. You're my best friend. You're my only friend." Georgia said, "Okay, we'll try and think of another solution." And then Princess Georgina went green. She said, "Why have you gone green?" Princess Georgina said, "Because I'm thinking. And when I think, I go deep into contemplation. and I'm thinking about how lovely it would be to lie on the green grass of a field and just be enjoying the sunshine and the daisies. Georgia said, yeah, that's a nice thought, but I'm amazed you can change colour like this. And then suddenly Georgina went blue, but this time was a light blue. She said, oh, what's happened? Georgina said, I've had an idea. Hold my hands. Georgia held her hands. And as Georgia held her hands, Georgia suddenly to turn blue too. She said, wow, this is great. Georgina said, no, it isn't. This is a curse that was put on me. Georgia said, yeah, but this is fantastic. I can't wait to see what everybody thinks at school if I can just change colour like this at will. Georgina said, I'm not doing it at will. It's just however I'm feeling and whatever I'm thinking, it automatically happens. And Georgina suddenly went black. Georgia said, why have you gone black? Georgina said, because I feel absolutely miserable that we are going to be stuck here forever. And Georgia suddenly went black too and suddenly felt really depressed because she realised she couldn't get out of the tower either. And they sat there and they got blacker and blacker and blacker. And then, finally, after 2 hours feeling this black and miserable and the walls were black and everything was black, Georgia heard a tapping at the window. And suddenly both girls went yellow immediately as they all were full of anticipation. There at the window was Georgia's horse. Because what Georgia didn't know was this wasn't just a horse. This was a unicorn. She just hadn't noticed the horn before because she just ended up in this weird place as Grandma was telling her the story. And there was the horse. But it was a unicorn. And suddenly there were 2 seats on the back of this unicorn. Georgia said, come on, come with me, Georgina. Georgina got with Georgia. They got on the back of the unicorn and they flew down to the ground. And as they flew down to the ground, suddenly the tower dissolved. It just turned white and whiter and whiter and whiter. It turned to powder and it just disappeared. And Georgia said, come with me. And Georgia and Georgina went on the unicorn all the way to Georgina's castle. And they flew over the gates and landed right in the middle of the castle. And there was the king and queen. And they saw Georgina and they went to hug her. Oh, they loved her so much and they were hugging her so much. They looked at Georgia. Georgia looked exactly like Georgina. And the mother, the queen, said, would you mind if I hug you too? Have you rescued our daughter? Georgia said, I guess I have. So they hugged and hugged and hugged. And all of a sudden, all 4 of them were gold. The gold was pouring out of all of them. And suddenly, wherever they looked, all the people in the castle were turning gold. And suddenly all the people throughout the land turned gold because everybody was so happy that Georgia and Georgina, Princess Georgina, was back home. And then Georgia said, I think it's time for me to go back to my world now. Georgina said, well, could you come back sometime? Georgia said, maybe, I hope so. And they cuddled each other. And Georgia went off on the unicorn. And then she wasn't sure what happened after that. Because suddenly it was morning back in her bed. She could hear the birds singing. And there she was, just awake. And there was the book about the multicoloured princess. And she had a look at it. And the story had been exactly what she had dreamt, or where she'd been. That was a very strange experience. So she went down for breakfast with Mummy and Daddy. And she said, "Mummy, Daddy, where's Grandma?" Mummy said, "What do you mean, where's Grandma?" She said, "Grandma read me the story from this book yesterday." Mummy said, "No, Grandma wasn't here yesterday. But I've got this book upstairs, and she read this book to me." And Mummy said, "No, I'm sorry, darling. Yesterday was difficult because I couldn't put you to sleep because I was so ill, and Daddy wasn't back from work, so nobody put you to bed last night." Georgia said, "I don't understand." And so she said, "Come with me, Mummy," and Mummy went upstairs with her. And there was no book by the bed at all. Just her usual books, but nothing about the multicoloured princess. And so they went down to the breakfast table again. And Mummy just looked at Georgia again and said, "Georgia, yes, why has your face gone blue?" And that is the end of the story.